Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
.5:15, time to start off your weekend with a visit to Archie's on the South Side for their famous wings. We will make picks in a half hour. We'll be joined by the play-by-play voice of the LA Super Chargers, Matt Money Smith, at 5:30. A favorite of Dan Potash.
Really?
The number one Chargers fan in the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Oh, one thing I'm actually somewhat disappointed by, I guess. Potash hasn't sent me one text this week about our game discussions.
Maybe he's laying low. He's going to talk his talk after the game's over. He doesn't want to
But just usually Potash will he'll just hear us talking Chargers and just send me the San Diego Super Chargers.
So I didn't play the San Diego Chargers song for the Power Hour kickoff segment because I think that's disrespectful towards San Diego. They lost their team lead in the past.
Yeah, the way Spanos, kind of screwed them over is bad. Speaking of calling them the San Diego Chargers, Bechtel did that while they were picking games today on the midday show. And Joe, smartly called him out and said, they are playing Los Angeles. Bechtel immediately, I still call them the San Diego Chargers. No, you don't. Do you still wear a pink and black Penn State shirt to honor tradition in the past? What are you talking about here?
You can watch our show now on X. We have, from our 93.7 The Fan Twitter page, we have the video stream of the show pinned there. So if you can't get to a radio or YouTube, that's now a new option to watch and follow along with the show. The leader of our lunatic fringe, Johnny the Barber, is back with us. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, guys, give me burner number two. Burner number two.
Hello?
You're calling from multiple burner phones, Johnny.
Yes. Are you on
the... That's the only way I can get on here, man.
Well, we need to pick out another phone here.
Let's try the other one.
How about this one? That better?
Is this it?
Yes, you're on the air now.
Is this the phone?
Yes, we hear you.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I got the right phone. Why are you guys blocking me, man?
We're not blocking you. It's Open Phone Friday. You're the first person we took. That's considered a...
Not only that, we took your burner phone, then we put your real phone on the air.
Right.
Well, listen, I wanted to give a shout out to all the YouTube animals. Love y'all. Mark, JRT... BLV, Leslie, Desiree. We got to get Desiree.
You can't forget
in there.
Desiree, exactly.
Yes. I did speak to Limits, and if you guys gave him a little more encouragement, I think we could make this Desiree thing happen.
What is your reaction to Kabali's claim, or was it Seth's claim, that Desiree originally had eyes for Callis and had to pivot to Austin? Is that true?
She would have to have fishbowl eyes to take Callis in. I don't think she was in on Callis.
She was not in on Callis.
She said she doesn't like Callis.
Well, that's Callis,
like, that's
is part also, of the,
that's chat lore.
Callis is also spoken for now, Johnny. He is in a very serious, committed relationship.
I heard
Callis makes Desiree dry heave.
Oh, geez. Wow. That's harsh. Well,
that leaves nothing
to the imagination.
I don't
know if that's good or bad.
Has BFF run the numbers and come up with a game prediction here? Because Pony and I, as you've heard, Johnny, picking this one.
I would expect, based on the fact that the Chargers are led by a Michigan man, that you might prefer the Steelers in this matchup. And BFF as well.
BFF has come up with one of our most intriguing algorithms, the BFI. And what we've come up with is, because the Steelers are playing three Ohio State alumni on their defensive roster, they will have success like they had last week.
And how much do the Chargers get downgraded for being led by a Michigan man as the head coach?
They have absolutely 0% of winning.
Okay, so Barber Football
Focus. Is this Johnny's opinion or is this from BFF?
Yeah, did 10,000 barbers consult?
Yes, we conclaved earlier today.
Conclaved? So what, did you have white smoke when you came up with an answer?
No, it's actually black smoke when we come up with our answers.
Anything else?
Ohio.
Thank you.
See, not banned.
Here is Emmanuel on the fan. Hello, Emmanuel.
Hey, shout out to Johnny the Barber. He's a good man.
That's right. You guys met each other at the nipple piercing night.
Emmanuel, how did I not meet you? I somehow screwed up there and did not run into you. Or if I did, it was in the blur of the evening.
I'll run into you again when y'all have that celebration.
All right.
Yes, nice. That's right.
I like that. All right. What do you got here?
Quick question, and then I want to comment about the game. Do you think Joe Flacco has a chance to make the Hall of Fame? Because y'all was
No, I do not. He's got the Super Bowl, and he's got an all-time playoff run, but the stats don't even come close.
No.
3,000 yards away from 5,000. I mean, 50,000 overall. But I'm just asking. That's my question. But regarding this game, though, I think the Steelers, their defense is about to turn the corner. But I think they're running against a juggernaut of an offensive team. Like, I think
even without both of their starting tackles and both of their top two running backs,
the playbook is to throw the ball short and fast, get rid of the ball fast. So it'll really kind of hinder our pass rush. I think the Chargers are going to win this ball game, and I hate to do it because I picked us to go 11-6 before the season. This was the game I wrote down as a win, but I'm going to swap it with the Bills. I think we're going to take care of the Bills in Pittsburgh, but the Chargers are going to get the dub.
All right, thank you, Emmanuel.
Pony, before we take another call, did you ever get an answer as to how sports books, or at least FanDuel,
yes,
how they do the line for this?
They are looking at this as basically a neutral site game.
So we were wondering earlier in the show if they build in the usual 3-point home field advantage, or what they do with it when it's going to be, what, about a 75-25 Steelers crowd?
That was the report.
Find out that it's treated kind of like a Super Bowl.
Here's a guy named Pi in New Jersey. Hello, Pi. That's probably just another burner.
Could have been Felix P.A., the old Cubs outfielder.
Here's Ozzy in Washington. Hello, Ozzy.
Woo! I want to give you a little bit of lightning. And I'm going to tell you 5 reasons why the Pittsburgh Steelers will win this game Sunday night. First reason, T.J. Watt will have at least 3 to 4 sacks. We will have 2 to 3 interceptions. Third, Tomlin wins Sunday night games. The next reason is our running game is going to shock a lot of people. We are going to be able to run on them. And the fifth and final reason is it's coming true. They're going to turn it around, and we will win our division. And you can take this to the bank by Lightning Aussie. And may I also throw in, the Ravens this week will not beat the Minnesota Vikings. My prediction of the Pittsburgh Steelers this Sunday will be 27-16. Woo!
This is Turn Back the Clock night? Did you hear when he called in as his regular self, just Ozzy?
Yeah.
Probably a month plus ago.
Okay.
I said, aren't you Lightning Ozzy? And his very serious rebuttal was, I am, but I got older.
Did he use the same like no, he pro was wrestling like, voice?
No, he was in like more of his non, you know, away from the ring, so to speak, character. He said, I got older. And basically it sounded like he had ditched the Lightning Aussie persona until now.
What do you think is the Steelers' record the last 13 times they've played Sunday Night Football?
Oh, boy. Without looking it up,
yeah,
and not having your photographic memory, I'm going to say 9-4.
Seth the Milf Hunter, you want to take a shot at it? Last 13 times on Sunday Night Football, what's the Steelers' record?
I'll do 8-5.
Try 4-9.
So Lightning Aussie wasn't exactly coming correct with that fact.
4-9 their last 13. It's Monday night at home where they never lose.
It did sound a little suspect. Woo!
You don't trust a guy that starts and ends every call by going, woo!
No, but I absolutely appreciate that he chooses to do that.
Bob and Shaler is next. Hello, Bob.
Yeah, the only thing I can say about Aussie, all he needed was a ho!
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 Anyway, I got a couple things for you. I agree with Aussie saying that we are going to run over. They average 110 yards a game. They're giving up. And I think for sure that with their offensive line being the way that they are, they're definitely going to give up at least two or three sacks. And I pick two turnovers. And after you reply, I got one question for you and see if you guys can get a trivia question.
Well, what's the question?
Go ahead.
Okay, the trivia question is, this might not be in your realm, but you guys are sports guys. So who is the only non-ranked tennis player to win the men's championship at Wimbledon?
The only non-ranked man? Is it like a modern era thing where they're not using wooden rackets here?
We're talking within the last 25 to 30 years.
Ooh.
Pony might actually might get this because he's a tennis guy. Was Ivan Isevic not, was he like an unranked player?
I got to think about that one.
I would say Goran Ivan Isevic maybe.
5 minutes away from our segment, The Other Side, where we talk to someone who knows the Steelers' opponent inside and out. Today, it's the play-by-play voice of the Chargers, a man named Matt Money Smith, who's been one of the best talk show hosts in Los Angeles for the better part of two decades. And we don't always do that for every game, but the Steelers have played a lot of big games, so we're going to give you the scoop. They still have a guy named Bud Dupree on their roster who used to DM me and say nasty things. I don't know why I wanted to shoehorn that in, but felt appropriate. All right, right now, follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia. Let's get to a headline.
The Pens won last night against the Capitals 5-3. Sidney Crosby had two.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Two goals. Brian Russ added a goal and 2 assists to his. And Pens will visit the New Jersey Devils tomorrow afternoon. Puck drop is at 12:30. For more, go to 937thefan.com. Headlines powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville. Chris?
Well, thank you, Seth. I want to tell you that it's a big Friday. The Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app, where there's always another way to win with Bet Parks. It's the only sports betting app I ever use and recommend, and part of the reason is because it's all about the live bet at Bet Parks. You can bet while you watch all the action. You got pro football Sunday night, black and gold, 3-point road dogs against Los Angeles. Bet Parks, in addition to being able to bet on that game, has all your favorite classic casino games right on your phone. You can make your downtime fun time. You can play blackjack, you play craps, roulette, and more, plus hundreds of hot online slots like Peaky Blinders and lots more where that came from. Join me on the Bet Parks app right now. New users get up to $1,000 casino bonus back if you're down in your first 24 hours. You can check out betparks.com for details. Whether your team scores or not, there's always another way to win on the Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app. You must be 21 and in PA, New Jersey, or Michigan. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The reacquisition of Keenan Allen is kind of a linchpin. Man, he's a steady Eddie. He's been around Herbert in the past. You can tell he's certainly a security blanket. You throw him in with the emergence of Johnson and McConkey, man, they're a dangerous group.
Yes, it is time to take a look at the other side. There's Mike Tomlin again with that Keenan Allen steady Eddie line. Keenan Allen, who has torched the Steelers in the past. It doesn't help when you put a linebacker on him for an entire game. The biggest blown lead in the fourth quarter in Heinz Field history.
Which linebacker were they even? Was it Spence? Were they trying to cover him with Sean Spence?
No, it was Bostic. Oh. John Bostic.
Yeah, the guy who wore the tinted visor that made me wonder if he could actually see the play at night.
The Chargers come into this game at 6-3. They have a brutal injury report on the offensive line. They have some old Steelers like Bud Dupree and Dante Jackson, and they picked up Owe, the ex-Raven and Penn Stater, who's had a big, big, big impact on their team since that trade. To break it all down is one of the greatest talk show hosts ever in Los Angeles, Matt Money Smith, and the play-by-play voice of the LA Chargers, a dynamic broadcast booth on game days. It's Matt and Daniel Jeremiah doing color work for them. They are just outstanding. Matt with us right now on the Fan Hotline, brought to you by Sullivan Super Service. All right, Matt, what is going on at offensive tackle for the Chargers in this game on Sunday night?
What's up, Andrew? What's up, Chris? And thank you for the introduction. I appreciate it. I don't know. I think we know that Trey Pipkins is going to be your right tackle. I think left tackle probably is dependent upon Mekhi Becton's status. If Mekhi's ready to go at right guard, then I think you'll see Jamari Sawyer at left tackle. He did okay. He did all right after the alt injury. I think he's better at tackle than guard. Guard, he's not quite strong enough. I feel like he's a little more finesse than strength. If Becton can't go, I think it was just such a tough assignment for Foster Sorrell last week, and just thinking of what the Steelers look like. I think you'd probably drop Sawyer at guard, and then you'd probably have Austin Deculus if he's healthy enough.
Penning.
Yes. So Penning not up to speed yet.
Yeah, I think that's I think that's, you know, I was talking to some people in the building yesterday, and it seemed like that's going to be a tall task to get him out there this week, that it's just too tough. And I even asked, like, what about as a sixth offensive lineman? And I'm like, eh, that would probably be like critical downs. And even then, I don't know if you're comfortable enough yet with that.
How much is this team's effort to run the ball now hindered by the lack of most of the guys they want running it, Matt?
Completely. This has been such a just bad season for injuries. Like every time somebody,
you mean
gets
like
rolling,
every Charger season ever in my lifetime?
I was just gonna say yes. Yeah. There's two things I know about the Chargers. They're usually either 14-2 or they're just 8-8 because the entire roster is on the IR.
Yeah, it's just been wild, man. It's like every time, like Amarian Hampton, just kind of like we found it, and we're like, holy cow, this is really cool. This is happening. And then he's down because a guy kicked him, like when he was just hitting the edge against Washington. It's so weird. It's severely impacted. They're trying. I'm sure they made the call for Breece Hall, and I think the pick compensation was too high. But I think they would have liked to have found maybe somebody a little bit more explosive. Kamani Vidal's been good on the edges. He struggled between the tackles. I thought Jarrett Patterson did a pretty good job last week between the tackles. The good news is for the Chargers is that Kamani has really picked up his pass pro. And if you can't protect, you're not going to be out there. And I think that's sort of why Kimani's getting the majority of these snaps. So it's been tough. It's been really tough between the tackles. It's been a little bit better working the edges. And I think you've seen Greg Roman kind of get out of a lot of gap, and there's a little more outside zone, a little more crack toss in there that have been working sort of better. But it's not been great. It was great against the Dolphins, but what isn't, right?
Matt Money Smith with us, the play-by-play voice of the LA Chargers. Matt, we have talked today about teams having success against the Steelers defense by getting the ball and then throwing it almost immediately. 2 seconds. Get it out. Will the Chargers do that? Is that something that we've seen in the Justin Herbert repertoire? Because given their tackle problems and the success doing that against the Steelers, it would only make sense for the Chargers to adopt that philosophy Sunday night.
Yeah, I mean, they have the personnel to do it. You talked about Keenan. I remember. Was that a Thursday or a Sunday nighter?
Sunday nighter.
Yeah.
I can still see
incredible.
John Bostic just running in quicksand behind him. Yes.
Yeah, and you know what? I think it's probably similar, you know, for Sunday. You know, can they take advantage of the middle of the field? Can they take advantage of Patrick Queen? Aronde Gadsden's been a real revelation, yep. Man. He's been something. Like, and so that's sort of what my vision is. And I don't think that's necessarily those quick hitters, but Greg Roman's really kind of, it's I don't want to say it's surprising. It's just so different than what we saw last year. It's been fun, man. He's getting creative, especially with the routes that he's got Aronde running. So I think that's something that would be a little bit more long developing sort of plays. They haven't done a lot of the quick hit stuff, and you would think they would because Ladd is so good. I mean, he dusts his guys. If you're going to press him, you better be ready. So I think it's there. And I think it's probably in the script. I think we'll know right away. Greg's been really good. Coach Roman's been really good on those like first 10, 15 plays. So I think that'll probably give you an indication. If you see it in there on that first offensive drive, you'll probably know that's something he's going to try to lean on that whole game.
Matt, how much is the lack of quick hit, though, a scheme thing where Roman doesn't put it in there versus, and I say this as somebody who thinks Herbert is just phenomenally talented, probably top two or three pure talent quarterbacks in the league right now, like up there with Allen in my book and probably Lamar. How much of it is Herbert just being a big game hunter who might not take the shorty?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
When it's there, because he's looking for something 20 yards downfield. Because I feel like when I watch Chargers games that are national, that gets mentioned once in a while.
Yeah, Chris, you're exactly right. He loves it, man. And he's willing to take the shot. It's funny, like when I was going through the Steelers, you know, film and everything, I was like, this is like almost the opposite, right? Where Aaron's just got that ball is out, man. And you better rally, you better tackle. Herbert's like, whatever, man, I'll take your helmet between my shoulder blades, but I'm going to push this thing 30 yards downfield to Quentin Johnston and see if I can make it work. So yeah, I think it's a great observation. He doesn't really like quick game. He wants to hold the ball and use that arm and feel like he can escape or he can, you know, you think about the Denver game, just, you know, shaking off two different guys to throw that touchdown to Keenan. That's what he is, man. It's what he likes to do. He's one of the best at it. And I'm sure coach would love to get him out of that. But you're right. We don't see it. It's not just national games, especially national games, but we really do not see it.
Matt, Mike Tomlin made Jesse Minner, the Chargers defensive coordinator, out to be Russell Crowe from A Beautiful Mind. Like, he's just like the biggest defensive savant of all time. Having watched the Chargers games, like last week, Owe went up against Dan Moore, who we obviously know here, and ate him for breakfast. So is that edge rush going to be a problem? I mean, Broderick Jones has been hit or miss here. Is that still the strength of the Chargers defense, getting a pass rush from the outside?
Yeah, I think you just probably hit the red dot, maybe, you know, is even though you look at the, like when I looked at the pressures, I was like, oh, wow, he's playing all right. And then you just kind of look at the efficiency and you're like, oh, maybe not. And then I saw the sacks and I'm like, yeah, I could see that. And they, Jesse will come out with this, you know, we called it the NASCAR package when it was Thule and Morgan Fox on the interior and then Khalil and Joey on the outside. Well, now it's the NASCAR package with Tier Tart and Thule on the interior and Khalil Mack and Owe on the outside. And we really saw that thing humming on Sunday against the Titans. So I think you'll probably see that a little bit. I just, you know, I don't know how effective it can be. I mean, you guys would know better. You tell me, like, it just feels like, man, that ball is out. And unless you're going to get quick pressure, like, to me, I almost feel like Tier Tart might be the guy. I think he's got, you know, and I don't know what's going on with Sam Olo.
He's out.
He's out. Okay.
They're going to have their first offensive line change for a game all year on Sunday.
Yep.
So that's probably what I would circle. Tart has such a good get off, man. He has forced so many holding penalties and pressures. I just feel like edges, I don't know. It feels like you really got to get there in a hurry if you're going to get Aaron. So to me, I think it's more Thule and Tier Tart from the interior. And to your point about Jesse, I mean, obviously, you know, that relationship that he and Mike Tomlin have. I mean, Jesse adores the guy. I've talked to him about Coach Tomlin a few times, and just what he thinks of him and how important he was to his coaching career. So I think that's probably a little reciprocal between the two of them and mentor mentee kind of deal. But Jesse's great about just, there's six guys on the line of scrimmage and you don't know which four are rushing. Sometimes it'll be three on one side and you're naked on the other and the quarterback just can't figure it out in time.
But they don't blitz really a lot, good. Right? They're not sending five, six, seven guys, right, Matt? They're basically sending four on every play. It's just who you got to pick at the four.
Pretty much. They do not blitz a lot. And at times that can get frustrating because they have given up big plays. You know, when they don't get home, they, especially with Tarheed Steele, who's their best cover corner out, you know, was out last week and he'll be out again this week. You're going to have an undrafted free agent rookie playing the slot probably in Nico Reed. So I think that's, I don't want to say it's been a point of frustration, but just a point of curiosity. Like, man, I feel like you might have to blitz a little bit more. And he's really good at bringing blitzes from Dayon or from Derwin or from Tarheed was doing it a lot. Elijah Molden will get in there. Like, you don't quite know where it's coming from. And it to me, it's so effective, but he just doesn't really like doing it. For him, it's – and I'm anxious to see if he does it more with Aaron Rodgers, just because, you know, Rodgers has seen everything. You know, he likes to cloud that picture and make it a little foggy for some of these quarterbacks, and you're not doing that to Aaron Rodgers.
Matt, did the Chargers figure out how to defend the run the last two games? Have they fixed their problems on that side of the ball?
Ah, man. I would be apt to say, let's see. Tony Pollard was still gashing him pretty good on that opening drive and when they needed him. And I think kind of the one thing the Chargers do really, really well is, you know, they're another one of these defenses that's going to – you're not going to get explosives. You're going to need 8, 12, 13 play drives to score a touchdown. And sooner or later, they get you off schedule. They get you off schedule with a hold. They get you off schedule with a loss on one of these downs, so it's 3rd and 7. And when that happens is when Jesse really starts cooking. But, yeah, I would almost be apt to say no. I don't think they've quite fixed that run defense issue yet. Now, Deshaun Hand, whose practice window opened his back, he was really kind of the straw that stirred the drink and had that thing working. So that would probably go a long way. And their rookie third-rounder, Jamari Caldwell, has been really good. He's probably been their best interior run defender. So they're getting gashed on the edges, man. Too often, guy. And I think that's a big reason why they went and got Owe. Was just, hey, can we throw something else at it? We got guys getting collapsed, and that edge is getting attacked. It's been better with Khalil back. But, yeah, I'd like to see it in this game as much respect as I have for Jaylen Warren.
Matt, give me a grade for Dante Jackson, the former Steelers corner for the Chargers at the halfway point of the season.
I'd say gentleman's C+. With, you know, maybe
I've heard of a gentleman's sweep being a 5-gamer. I can honestly say, can you elaborate on a gentleman's C+ for
that's
us?
I'm the play-by-play voice of the Chargers, so let me see how I can answer that question as diplomatically as possible.
Exactly. I think it's I think there have been some, you know, that he's dropped a couple interceptions. That's what he's known for. And it's like, hey, man, if you're going to gamble, you got to secure those. And so I think that's the one thing that we thought we would see more of. But he's been solid. So I think, you know, let's give him a B-. You know, you're passing. You're not embarrassed to show it to your mom and dad. You're like, yeah, it was a tough class. But I've made it through. I think for me, the exciting matchup defensively is going to be Cam Hart and DK. Cam Hart likes playing physical, man. He really likes mixing it up. And he's a big dude, and he's a strong guy. And I don't know if there's anybody out there that can get into it with DK, but I know Cam's going to try. So I'm sort of anxious to see how that goes. And I guess because I haven't really mentioned Dante Jackson a lot, I guess maybe he deserves a little bit of a better grade. They're not really throwing at him a whole lot.
Just for the record, Matt, B-, you might be normally able to put them on your fridge, but when you're like me and your mom was your 7th and 8th grade teacher at your school.
Not good.
Those parent-teacher conferences sucked because they happened at my dinner table. It was my mom showing my dad a C in religion class and my dad going, what were you doing? And I would say sleeping, and that wasn't the right answer.
And my mom was a bohemian pothead who probably wanted to use that report card as rolling paper, Matt, so there you go.
See, that's why you're so successful, both ends of the spectrum, man. You need oil and water. You guys got it.
Hey, Matt, you're a legend in this business. Thanks for giving us some time today, man. Be well.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Stop it. Appreciate it, Andrew. Thanks, Chris.
There you go. Matt Money Smith, the play-by-play voice of the LA Chargers.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
I've known of him for a very long time. That's one of those voices that,
NFL Network for a while, too.
Yeah.
Just like Andrew Siciliano, who I don't think liked us as much.
Yeah, that was, as far as NFL Network alums that we've interviewed for the other side, there's two ends of that spectrum, too. This one and Siciliano.
All right, so we end our Steelers, Chargers, PM Team Power Hour with picks next. And then who follows us? Us.
PM
until
Team Overtime.
Longwood and Pitt.
Yep.
Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. Let me tell you guys right now about FanDuel. Official partner of 93.7 The Fan, the official sportsbook partner of the NBA. All right, so in 15 minutes, FanDuel Friday is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. We all love happy hours. I might stop at one before I head over to a high school football game tonight. And every Friday from 6 to 7.30, FanDuel is dropping limited time specials to get you in the zone. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. This is not another promo. It's a weekly pregame, NBA Happy Hour, every Friday on FanDuel from 6 to 7.30. And it's only on FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Andrew to grab your reward before the clock expires. 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania, opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration. Leg requirements and max wager amount. See terms. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Malzi.
Hey, thank you, Pony. So let's talk. You probably do not like wasting money if you're out there listening to this, especially your own, right? That would make you very angry. Well, if you've got an HSA or if you've got an FSA, you might be about to waste some money. Pre-tax dollars, they could vanish at the end of the year, but here's what you do. Use them on something that's going to pay you dividends every day. What would that be? Your health. I'm talking about Awaken 180 Weight Loss because it's HSA and FSA approved, because it's doctor approved, and it's recognized for real results. I can certainly speak to those. The best part, too, is you don't have to guess what you'll save. You can head to awaken180weightloss.com. Use their savings calculator. You could save anywhere from 22 to 40% off your entire program. So if you've been waiting to take the plunge and you've got an HSA or an FSA, like, now is the time. I lost 35 pounds in 6 weeks. I've kept it off because Awaken 180 works with your real, honest-to-God life. Do this right now if you've been waiting. Take the plunge. Call your medication-free solution for weight loss, 844-346-1800, or online, awaken180weightloss.com.
Fit the minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Here's your Fan weather for Sunday night in L.A. If you're watching the game at home, you're going to be jealous because Monday it might snow here. Sunday night, kickoff time in L.A., 75 degrees, 0% chance of rain. High that day in L.A. is 81. That's Fan weather, brought to you by the Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Must be nice.
Let's get to our hodgepodge.
This is a hodgepodge of nothing.
Brought to you by Two Men and a Junk Truck. Visit them at twomenandajunktruck.com. On Fridays in the hodgepodge, we make picks. And this line has moved a little bit, so I need to go and double check, because for most of the week, it was sitting right there at 3. Then it got bet down to 2.5, I think, because of all the injuries to the Chargers O-line. And here we go again. It's back up to 3.
Okay.
So,
Donnie, I was making an addendum about Donnie getting it at 3, but we all got it at 3.
Is it your honors, my friend?
Or is it mine? Is actually.
Go ahead. Chargers minus 3, total in the game 44.5. What do you got?
Would you say that normally you know me to be a cynic and a pessimist of the highest order or the lowest order, whatever? I generally look for the dark cloud around a silver
is
lining.
Is the Pope Catholic?
Yeah,
yes.
Right, exactly. I'm actually going to play against type here. I'm going to take the Steelers plus the 3. Couple of different reasons why. We have had what is, I love every show we do, but this has been like a very interesting one from an intellectual perspective, because I have spent even the breaks trying to come up with what I think is going to happen in this game. And I think I've come up with one North Star thing above all else. If I could reliably say and bet that the Chargers were going to get Justin Herbert to take the ball and get it out in 2.5 flat or less on a very regular basis, and they had a game plan that was set up around that, I would pick the Chargers to win this game, possibly by like a touchdown even, maybe more. I have now heard Matt Money Smith, who is the play-by-play voice there. I've heard other people, like in general, talk about the Chargers, who watch the Chargers, and we all kind of settle back to the same thing, but Matt Money Smith saying it is the big one for me. They would love for that wild horse to check it down more often and play within a little bit of that structure. But he's a big game hunter. Daniel Jones, I think, wanted to take big game hunter shots downfield, and look what it did for him. Now, Herbert's better. Herbert's more mobile, and Jones is not an immobile guy.
No, he's a pretty good athlete, actually.
He is. But Herbert's on a different level. I think Justin Herbert's willingness and desire to take those big shots and to maybe eschew smaller, safer completions that move the sticks is actually going to work against him and for the Steelers. We also heard Matt Smith right there say that he's willing to take shots, right? Like physical hits to make plays down the field. Well, guess what? That nullifies maybe something I thought would work against the Steelers, their lack of tackle health. It sounds like no matter who's back there, he's going to hold the ball and try to make a play 25 yards down the field. My prediction, he makes a couple of those plays, but the Steelers make at least one or two big plays off of him going the other way to kind of nullify it. I also think the Steelers are going to find a way to run the ball with some consistency, even though they don't have the personnel they'd prefer with Nosei Amalu to run the jumbo package with their with the right guys. I will say, you said 44 is the total. I like the Steelers to pull off the upset here. And you know what? I actually think it comes down to the Wizard Oboz. I think it's Steelers 23, Los Angeles, don't call them San Diego Chargers, 20.
This is a hodgepodge of nothing.
All right, so you and Donnie both have the Steelers plus 3. I think this game could go either way. I don't have a lot of conviction in my voice here as I make my prediction, because I do think that there are causes for concern with both sides. The Chargers' cause for concern is clearly their offensive line with their tackle injuries. I don't think the Steelers' offensive line can be counted on to be a strength in this game either, because the Chargers' defense is pretty underrated. They have given up this year the sixth fewest yards in the entire NFL. The Steelers are 30th. I don't think total defense is the end-all be-all by any means, but it's a good barometer of do teams move the ball on you, and with the Chargers, the answer is no. And now say Amalu's out, and you're going to have to do this funky thing where you play two guards, essentially, because you want to try to stay true to your jumbo package. That sounds to me like it's easier said than done in finding the right ways to actually work that game plan. One of the X factors, I think, in this game is Herbert's legs. He leads all quarterbacks in rushing yards. Nick Faribault had that stat earlier. He was right. When the Steelers lost to the Chargers the last time they were in L.A., he had 92 rushing yards in the game. I'm going to say the game in L.A. There are going to be a ton of Steelers fans there. That's good. Historically, though, it's bad. 23-38 all-time in the Pacific time zone. And we already had the stat earlier on Sunday Night Football. Tomlin's 4-9 in his last 13. Chargers consistently put up points, 24-plus in four straight games. Steelers give up a lot of points, especially in the fourth quarter. They're dead last. I just don't trust this defense yet, is the bottom line for me. They took a step forward. I could easily see two step backwards against a really good quarterback and an array of good wide receivers, including an ascending tight end who might challenge Tyler Warren for best tight end in this rookie class. So my final score, Chargers 27, Steelers 19. Steelers 27, Steelers 19.
Chargers 27.
Oh, yes.
That would be a hell of a thing if the Steelers beat the Steelers. Beat the Steelers. By eight.
Sometimes Steelers do beat Steelers. Bring the picks bed down. Let's close with one more playing of the Callus rap. I like to do a second listen.
Okay.
The first listen, my first instinct was this is good.
Okay.
But maybe sometimes you hear songs more and you start to hate them.
Usually if you really like the song, though, hearing it more makes you appreciate more parts.
Well, let's see if we do it with the Callus Steelers Chargers rap.
The Steelers are going to win the championship.
Super Bowl.
Now they just need a wide receiver, and they'll be destined for greatness.
They did nothing. Bupkis.
Oh. I'm Harry Callis, I'm back. Are the Steelers that bad? Let's go and take a look at the week's recap. The Steelers got no receivers at the deadline. Are they going to be fine? Did they miss this time? And I guess MVS is just
practice squad guy.
Seems like he'll get by. Hope he doesn't try to fly like Wilson did when he fumbled. Security.
And that boneheaded lack of ball security.
The Steelers wanted Myers. That was clear. But Schefter said
Jacksonville stepped up here.
The bully doesn't think he's that nice. Worth the price.
When did Myers turn into Jerry Rice?
But if DK goes down, Crowley said not pleased.
They have the worst wide receiver core in the league.
Will the Steelers be the kings of the North? We're going back and forth, but it seems they'll get their money's worth. Well, without an established second wide receiver, of course.
You already have three receivers to Roman, Calvin Austin, that are not so far away from what Jacoby Myers brings.
When he gets to the rap part,
I like it.
I think it's. I think the
Schefter bit, like the start with Schefter, and then like the next 10 to 15 seconds are great.
The
rhyming and like the cleverness, it's very good.
The rhyming playing off the clips, I think makes the rap.
I think it's really good.
If it was just him rapping and you take the clips out, mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's not that good.
Oh, no, I think the fact that he mixed that and did that all himself.
It's playing
like, that's a self-produced thing.
Guess what? I got to say, Callis.
Hey, so Money Smith just gave us a gentleman C-plus for Dante Jackson. Grade it.
Well, I'd say this. It's like the worst guy on Twitter just made a good point.
Is that
you know,
meme?
It's like with Callis, we want to get on Callis's case because he doesn't know basic things like where LeVar Arrington played college football. And where Michael Jordan played college basketball.
And where several teams are located conference-wise or the difference between Northwestern and Nebraska.
Or thinking that the Carolina Panthers played in South Carolina and not North Carolina.
Correct. Really, the chat is bisected here.
But in this case, I give him an A. I'm not even going to say A-. I'm going to give him a straight A.
I give him an A, too. James says Eazy-E and Tupac are rolling in their graves. BLV, Callis is creative. Give him his due. Desiree, proving that she is not a Callis fan. My ears are bleeding. Why did you do this to me?
Seth, you want to give it a grade?
I'll give it a B+.
You know what that is there? That's an actual A. Because Seth has
It's grudging.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.